Okay. Well, I wanted you to start, but I didn't tell you that from the beginning.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. My name is Herb.
This is Ricky.
And this is episode 130?
142.
140. Where have I been, y'all?
What was 130? I'll take a look. Let me look, see what 130
was. I thought we were still
was.
In the 20s, dude.
No, we're almost up to 150. Can you believe that?
Well, shit.
That's crazy.
All right,
130 was... That's the way God made it. That's with Angry Goatee and his boyfriend.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good one. It was fun.
They were good, too.
It was fun and junk and stuff. What?
I said they were good, too.
They were very good. Hot.
Mike, you're hot, and Tim, you're cute.
Mike's really hot. He put a new YouTube video up, just like him putting his shoes on. I was like, oh, he's so cute.
Yeah, he has this like Carlos Mencia, but like nicer and not retarded look to him. You know, that's the closest celebrity I could think of, but he's not like, I mean, he's silly, but he's not obnoxious. You know what I mean? Like Carlos Mencia is very obnoxious, I think so. So I will start out the show. We both got new toys because...
Herb
well,
had a huge dildo.
I already have one.
I know, it's natural.
Right.
It's attached.
We were going to buy this house, and basically, I'll sum it up real quick. It was a three-bedroom, one-bath.
Well, we weren't going to buy it, rent it.
Right, for $700 a month. It was going to be really cool, whatever. The point is, the landlord guy... wigged out and was kind of an ass, and it's like, all right, well, obviously you haven't been selling things very long, dude, because when I used to work at Walmart, if somebody came in and asked me for something and I got upset with them for not buying what I wanted them to buy, I would be fired. So it's like, look, even if you're an evil, mean-spirited loser kind of person, if you're trying to sell something, just try to act nice until they buy it, and then you can be evil and do whatever you want once they're locked into it, you know what I mean? Of course,
well,
that's not good either. But
I think we should explain exactly
well,
what happened.
It's really, he just...
It was sketchy.
It was sketchy. It was weird. And we were like, all right, we're going to use our money elsewhere. And we decided to, what, stay here for now? I mean,
we only have like a year left
right.
here.
I mean,
so
we
anyway,
might
so.
Do something. Who knows? But yeah, for now it's here. So...
we're here and we're queer.
Right. So I was like, you know, all right, Ricky, well, you know... Shouldn't we save this money? Because we were going to use it on this house, and now that we're not, you know, let's save it so that we don't have to worry about, like, groceries or stuff for a little while.
And,
he's
I was
like
no!
Because I want to use my money how I want it. And I was like, all right, you know, all right. But here's the condition. You got to buy me something. So.
But he gave me an awesome blowjob, too. So it was okay.
So Ricky got an iPhone, and I got a Sidekick Slide.
Boo!
And I really don't want to hear that, Ricky. I'm so serious, Ricky. I told you before the show, let me say my piece, and then you can do whatever you want to do.
Are we going to fight?
No, but you need to shut the fuck up. Listeners, please tell me if I can talk, or if Ricky can talk, or if no one can talk, or if we're even, okay? Please.
Or should we just stop doing the show
right,
altogether? We're that dramatic tonight.
Right. All right. Let me give my thing first. I would say if I had to rate both phones... And this is not because I don't like Apple, but stereotypically, the iPhone is right up there with lots of other Apple products. And by that, I mean very cool devices, does lots of awesome stuff, has a design like no other on earth, but is way too much money for what you get. It's just not worth it. I realize money is not always an issue to everybody. And for that, okay, go out and get an iPhone. But I just think... Like, I was just reading CNET reviews here on CNET.com, because they give reviews on everything.
They don't give us money.
They give the Sidekick a 6-point... The Sidekick Slide, the one that's made by Motorola, it's not made by Danger, it's the only one that slides up, it doesn't do the flip thing. They give it a 6.3 out of 10, and they give the iPhone an 8.3. And to me, I think it's very biased. They diss on the Sidekick and other phones for things that the iPhone is also lacking in, but yet they give the iPhone large, you know, a higher rating. And it's like, dude, it doesn't matter that it's from a different company or a new company, or it doesn't matter if it looks cooler or if you feel like you like it more based on opinion. It's fact. You know what I mean? So to me, if I had to rate them side by side out of 10, I would give the iPhone a 9 and the Sidekick Slide a 9.5. Here's why. They both are basically the same exact phone, pretty much. I'll tell you what the iPhone has that's better, and then I'll tell you what the Sidekick has that's better. The iPhone has Maps. It has visible voicemail, which you can do if you're on AT&T. It has a better web browser that's a bit faster. And what else, really? What's...
I'm sorry, are we talking about...
The iPhone.
The iPhone.
I'm saying what's better about it than the Sidekick.
I'm sorry, I'm Twittering.
Okay. What I said was it has Maps, it has visible voicemail, it has a much bigger screen, and it has a better web browser that's a little faster. But I mean, is there anything else am I missing? What's good about it?
The iPod feature, the bigger screen for the videos.
Right.
It has an external speaker for iPod.
Well, wait, no. Just what's better about it that the Sidekick doesn't have, because it already has that.
Oh.
Just the things that differentiates it from.
Well, my last Sidekick didn't have all that, so you're talking about yours.
I'm just talking about this one. This versus that.
I think the touchscreen. Did you say that?
Yeah. Big screen, touchscreen.
The visual voicemail would be nice, but I can't do that. So,
right, because he doesn't have AT&T.
Yeah, in order for me to have the iPhone, I had to unlock it. So now I'm using T-Mobile service on it.
And it's fun. All right. So, okay, so the Sidekick really, it just does everything, and it's very fast. It's smaller than the iPhone. It has a longer battery life. It has a memory card expansion, which to me, even if your phone has 100 gigs, it doesn't matter. I mean, obviously that's like an exaggerated figure, but it's just like, it's always good to be able to have a memory card, because then you can stick it in other things, in other devices, other computers, and you never run out of room because you can always replace it. So to me, even though you have to take out the damn battery and put it underneath like most phones are nowadays, which I hate, but that's just... you know, modern phones.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
How like old phones you could just slip, you know, like the old Sidekick, you could just put the SIM card in the side of it.
Well, the iPhone, you can basically do that.
Right.
But like the BlackBerry that I have,
you have to take
everything out.
Yeah, and that gets really annoying. So, but I will say, you know, put it this way. With the Sidekick, you don't have Maps. The internet is a bit slower, but it's definitely workable. And... it's not touchscreen, but I still find buttons to be way more reliable. Like, I was using the iPhone in the car, and it's like, dude, if you're nervous, if you're running from somebody, if you're in an emergency, if you're in a horror movie, the iPhone will kill you, because it would never work in a horror movie. There's no way. You cannot make an emergency phone call with that shit, because there's no buttons. So you'd be like, oh my God. And then your fingers would slip like mine did a billion times just typing on it normally. And then it's just not precise enough. It's cool. And the keyboard is definitely better than I thought. And I like the interface and I like everything. But it's just not as fast or as precise as I need it to be. It's like I want it to work every time. And it works 8 out of 10 times.
Well, if you'd wash the baby oil off your hands, then it wouldn't be so slippery.
I'm being serious, Ricky.
No, but what I wanted to say was, okay, before I start going to iPhone, this is Lauren. Look how big her titties are.
Dude, those are Wagner boobs.
I know. She's pretty, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's so cute.
All right.
She's got big old booties.
Let's finish this, because I'm going to lose my train of thought.
Please. All right. So can I talk about the iPhone?
Yeah. Tell me what you like about it and what you think sucks about it.
What I like about the iPhone is I think it's fast. It's, I think, technologically advanced. It has a better camera.
Definitely
I like the weather feature, nice. The YouTube feature, the Maps feature, even though the Maps doesn't work too well on Edge. Because I think I need to read up on that.
Right.
A good thing is that I didn't have to set up my email or my iCalendar things because it just automatically synced with iTunes.
Right.
So it collected my SIM card people and my contact list and my address book and put it all together. That's awesome.
Right.
Safari's pretty quick with Edge and Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi is really quick. It's almost as being, like, I think, laptop. Just almost being on a laptop.
Right.
Some downsides to it. It doesn't have instant messengers on it.
That's the other thing that I forgot, but yeah. You can work around
the web.
It.
Yeah. I can use the web service, which is fine. And then I have my AOL screen names forwarded as a text message.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. I think it's cool that there's always a way to work around stuff, but it's just like, dude, by now, you know, it's been like a year, you know.
Well, the good thing about the iPhone is that they can do updates and change it all
right,
the time.
Exactly.
So it's not like it's permanent, like the BlackBerry. Well, the BlackBerry, I guess I could change.
This
but,
one too.
Another bad thing is that you can't save photos from an email onto iPhoto.
Did you get the Pixar messaging to work or no?
Yeah, I can send. It doesn't have MMS, which I hope they change that soon.
Yeah.
Does AT&T have MMS messaging?
Yeah, it does. It's just okay. That phone.
So I guess maybe they just need to update the software, which I'm sure they can do.
Right, right. And actually, all previous Sidekicks before the Slide and the LX didn't do that either. Like, you had to email, email people's phones to send
right.
pictures or receive them. You couldn't send picture messages.
So when I send an email when I send a picture, I have to actually send it as an email to the person's phone, which is fine for them. But I can't, they have to email it to my personal email address for me to actually see the photo, which I must say, I did get a very nice photo
right.
this week.
Yeah. Yeah. The photos on the thing are awesome.
No, the
oh,
photo,
that photo.
Don't say, but no,
okay. Don't worry. Don't be all edgy. I'm not going to say it. I like it.
I liked it too.
All right, awesome. All right. So what else?
So,
you were complaining the first day. Don't make me bring out the tape recorder.
I'm trying to think.
What were we talking? Oh,
I wish the volume was a little louder.
And the other thing was that we both like are constantly tired of is how no matter what you're doing, whenever you get a message like a text, it pops up in the middle of the screen and interrupts everything you're doing every fucking time. So when you have Twitter, it's like over. Like there's no way to do anything else without being interrupted.
I honestly think that's the most annoying thing about this phone.
Yeah, that's probably. I mean, I'm sure they'll fix it on an upgrade if they hear about it enough. And you know, everybody loves to talk about the phones and give reviews and stuff. So I mean, I'm sure they'll fix it. But that is like, you should be able to turn that off.
Oh, you know what else I like about it? Yeah. Like I've been Twittering all day long. And look here, I can actually,
like a conversation.
I can just save it. I mean, it just saves. It never stops.
Well, yeah, and that's the other thing is that the memory that comes on it is really big, which is nice. I think it's like, it's kind of like, you know, it falls into one of those categories of like a smaller MP3 player where instead of just syncing everything, because we each have like 11,000 songs, 12,000 songs. So it's like, you can't just sync it. You have to handpick everything you want. Which is a problem that I always ran into with smaller MP3 players that I've always had because I like the smaller ones. They're easier to carry. They're not as much. But, I mean, you know, again, it is cool that they have 8 gigs. So whether you use it for music or not, you're never going to run out of space for
16.
Text messages or whatever. Yeah, exactly. You know, you're never going to run out of space for phone features. It may not be enough for how much music you have because 16 gigs in iPod language is really not that much. But...
No.
But as far as like all the phone stuff, like, you know, like with the Sidekick, one of the things I've always hated about all of them since the first one is that you can only have 100 text messages and then you have to delete your thing. And it's like,
yeah, that's something I hated about the Sidekick and the BlackBerry. You don't have to.
And
do
it gets
that.
Old, you know, real fast. So I definitely don't like that. But all right. So the Sidekick, it really does. I mean, for lots of people out there that think the iPhone is the only thing that does, I mean, they always advertise it on commercials like it's the only phone that you can email and be on the internet and, well, not instant message, but and text and whatever, and then listen to music. And then when you get a call, it'll pause it. And it's like, dude, there's a couple phones that do that, actually. My phone, for instance, I was in my car today listening to music, and my mom called me. So it paused the music. I picked up the phone. Talked on it while it was still plugged into my car on speaker, talked to her. Meanwhile, I'm texting while she's on speaker. And right when she cut the phone off, I got an email, and the music gradually came back on from like a lower volume all the way up to where it was so that it doesn't blast the speaker. And it's like, you can do all this all at the same time. And I mean, it's just like the iPhone. But my thing is, for almost $200 cheaper. You know what I mean? So I think, but like I said, I really don't like I have a memory card in here for 2 gigs, but it doesn't transfer that like to text messages. And it's like, I should be able to use that memory for that because you can only hold 100. And like I said before, the web browser is still the same old Sidekick browser. It's definitely faster than the 2 and the ID, but it's slow. I think I'm still at the point where I just can't believe I have internet on my phone. So to me, if I have to look up something and, you know, I press go and then I wait for, you know, however long, 30 seconds, whatever, that's fine as long as I can get where I'm going, because it's not like I'm sitting in front of a computer waiting for the modem to connect. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. like I can do other things while it's going. But it would be nicer if it was faster. And definitely the iPhone has a better screen and a better camera. Although this thing really takes some surprising camera pictures.
That's pretty nice.
But the screen is small, so the pictures, I haven't viewed them on a computer, so I don't know. You know how sometimes like a small screen can make pictures look good, you know?
Right.
So I'm not sure. But I really like it a lot. I think the only reason I scored this one higher is because I think they're both pretty even in what's good and what's bad about them. But the main difference is the iPhone is a lot more money. So to me, like with the CNET, I think they're biased. They really do, because it's like they review stuff as if they're buying it as people themselves. And it's like, well, dude, you guys aren't people off the street. You guys are CNET reviewers. You make a ton of money.
Do you think that maybe they take it out on the street and let people look at it and see?
Well, they have user reviews on there, which is kind of cool to see. And actually, the iPhone and the Slide both got lower scores than what you know the CNET people said. But to me, it's just like, dude, if you work for CNET and you get to play with these gadgets all the time and money is not an object, I'm sorry, but that's too biased. That's not an everyday person. You know, an everyday person is not going to go for a $500 phone if a $300 phone or a $200 phone does the same stuff in a roundabout way. You know what I mean? It's like I said, as with most Apple products, very cool design. I've never seen anything like the iPhone, and it's really a lot of fun to play around with and mess around with, and it's cool that, you know, it's so easy to unlock. But again, $500.
It took 2.5 minutes.
Right. I mean, it was so fast. That was crazy. But it's like, again, $500. So to me, it's like, okay, well, I could buy a car or I could buy a phone that does all this stuff. So, you know, that really all comes down to a personal preference and people's value systems. Out of every Apple product, I probably like the iPhone the best. It's probably the coolest thing they've come out with yet, just because you do get a lot for the money, but not as much, I think, as you do with the Sidekick.
Well, you were pretty impressed with the iTouch, right?
No, because it's too small. Like, the memory is too small, and it's like you might as well just have the phone, especially if you can unlock it. Because most people either have singular AT&T or T-Mobile, just, you know, as far as SIM card phones, I find most people I know have either T-Mobile or AT&T. So it's like, regardless, you know, why buy an iPod Touch? Or if you already have an iPod Touch, why would you go after an iPhone? It's like, all True. You need to do is just get the iPhone, pretty much. Don't worry about the iPod Touch. I think it's kind of erroneous.
And no matter what, no matter if you buy it and it's 16 gigs in 4 months, they'll have one for 32 gigs.
Right, so exactly.
I think, and me and Lala were talking about that, that's something that you have to come accustomed to.
And that comes with any electronical item. I mean, you know, like everybody was scrambling to buy the Wii, but it's like, dude, trust me, man, in a year's time, you know, I mean, it's great to have one now, but I'm glad we have like the white one and we got, you know, one of the first ones, whatever. But the truth is, in like a year and a half or 2 years, they're going to come with DVD players and VHD and have a billion different colors. So it's like, you know, it pays. If you think it pays to buy it now, do it. If you think it pays to wait, you're right. You're right either way. It just depends on what you're looking for. So yeah, I also would recommend the Sidekick over the Sidekick LX, but that's a different story. It's honestly the same exact phone. The only difference is the screen is a little smaller because the whole phone is a lot thinner and a lot smaller. So if you're looking for a Sidekick, or if you've had Sidekicks before and you have a 3 or a 2 or an ID, don't even worry about the LX, honestly. It's the same exact phone. They both have Bluetooth. They both have music players. They both have internet, MySpace, AIM, Yahoo, text messaging, email, games. I mean, it's like the same phone. It's just $100 cheaper because it's made by Motorola and not Danger.
What does QWERTY mean?
QWERTY?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Q-W-E-R-T?
Yeah. I mean, is it an acronym for something?
Look at your keyboard. Look at your keyboard.
My keyboard is...
Look at the keyboard.
Oh.
QWERTY? It says QWERTY.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's a style of keyboard.
Oh, okay.
Because not all keyboards in the world.
But one of them says QWERTYZ. Q-W-E-R-T-Z.
Well, I don't know about that.
And then there's an A-Z-E-R-T-Y, and then a Q-Z-E-R-T-Y, and then Japanese I-M-E.
Right.
So, all right. So are we done with the iPhone stuff?
Yeah. But yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know. I would say the final conclusion, they're both awesome products. They're definitely for different kinds of people and for different budgets. But just because you like Apple, I wouldn't say rule out the Sidekick. And just because you like Sidekicks, I wouldn't say rule out the iPhone. Either way, like I was saying in the car, okay, you know, how about this? iPhone is Super Mario Galaxy. Sidekick Slide is BioShock. They're both very awesome, but in different ways. You know,
that sounds cool.
And they appeal to different people, definitely. So, yeah, that's that. But I'm glad we both got new stuff, and it's always fun. And the cool thing is now we can sell. You know, you can always sell our older phones because they're both, you know, like 7 months old, and they both still work.
Not my BlackBerry; it's a month old.
Oh yeah, that's right. But yeah, you know, it's just
I'm selling my BlackBerry from anywhere to $300 to $350 if anyone's interested in it. Right. I paid $400 for it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a lot more. So, and I'm selling my ID for about $150. And it's worth like $250. So if anybody wants to buy a Sidekick ID,
email us.
Yeah.
Filemonkeys@gmail.com. So how much do we love Sarah Davis from How Much Do We Love?
Dude, she looks okay. If anybody can I'm gonna put this on the blog, but if anybody can visualize this, I know, you know, they're like, oh, we're too old to remember that. And it's like, well, maybe you had siblings or something. You know, everybody knows the Magic School Bus. Everyone. That you can't not know, unless you're like 90, okay? Even if you're 35 and it was beyond your time when you were younger, you still have to know someone that had kids or you had a nephew or something. It's on PBS all the time. It's like Arthur. You know Arthur?
The guy with the glasses?
Yeah, exactly. Same time slot is Magic School Bus. Sarah looks exactly like Miss Frizzle from Magic School Bus, like the teacher. It's so fucking cool. Her clothes are a little less wacky than Miss Frizzle, which is probably a good thing, but her hair is like on the same track. And she's funny, and she has glasses, and she's wacky. And if they did like,
and she's so cute.
If they did like a musical Magic School Bus, she could totally be in that shit.
She's an actress. Did you know that? No. I don't know if you've heard that. If you heard that part of the conversation, but she was an actress in Chicago.
Dude, they should do a live action Magic School Bus, and she could be Miss Frizzle. I swear to God,
she was so fun to be around. We were also around the QCast connection guys, Michael and Kevin.
They were funny.
And then two listeners to the show, Jason and Ryan.
Ryan was cute.
And he was cute. Mm-hmm. But how much do you love Kevin?
Wait, who's Kevin?
The one with all the facial features.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's hilarious. He kind of looks like, he's like a real tall, he's like a Larry Bird looking kind of guy. Like real tall and just like lanky and just like funny. I don't know. His... Ryan was talking about how he was going to meet up with this Brazilian guy, like after, you know, whenever, later that night.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin looks at him and he's like, but you're married. And his face was like fucking Murder, She Wrote. I mean, it was like dead serious. And he's like, oh, no, but it's cool. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, I bet, you know, Mike strikes me as more of a, not serious, but more of a straight laced kind of like, can't fuck with him, but also can't tell when he's joking kind of person. And I bet he has a lot of fun with Kevin because Kevin seems a little gullible in like a cute way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So Kevin is like Colin. Colin, my best friend. Totally. Totally, right. Totally. He'll be like, dude, really? And it's like, dude, no. So yeah, they were cool. We had drinks with them.
We have to hang out with them.
Yeah. And then if they're all nearby-ish. Well,
they all live in Orlando.
Yeah, well, yeah. See, so, I didn't even know. I thought they traveled from different parts of Florida.
No, they all live in Orlando, and Sarah was visiting from San Diego.
Right.
I think San Diego, California, she lives.
Yeah, we had a good time. We had drinks at the Marriott Hotel, which is, dude, like...
what? That's like bigger than Disney.
That's like the biggest hotel ever. Like, what goes on there? That regular... I'm not talking about, like, the rooms, and I'm not talking about, like, you know, like, things that are bigger in nicer hotels. I'm talking about, like, the lobby is big enough to house, like, you know, 15,000 Mexican people who need a hotel to stay at. It's like, they don't even have to give them rooms. Just let them stay in the lobby.
Well, I want to do the conversation of when we're trying to park. So do you want to be the person we asked, or do you want to be me?
I want to be me because I asked.
Or you. I'm sorry.
I'll be like, excuse me, sir, where do we park? Where's like the public parking?
Actually, you're going to have to ask a bellhop because we only do valet parking. We have no idea where the other people park.
Do you know where the parking
is? No, I'm not for sure. We don't do that. I was like, what?
Like, have you ever parked your car here before, sir? Or have you always been an employee since you were born?
So we want to hang out with Sarah again. She was awesome.
She was cool.
I guess she has her family lives in Sarasota, somewhere around there. So, or I think they're in Georgia, and then they come to Sarasota for the winter.
And speaking of Florida, Turkey Points, the gigantic nuclear power plant that, believe it or not, is like less than 5 miles away from the house I grew up in for 15 years in Miami, Florida. I could see it when you walk out of the neighborhood. And after Hurricane Andrew, one of the smokestacks fell over, and we were like, oh, shit. Because it's like, whose amazing genius idea was it to put a nuclear power plant on the tip of Florida where every hurricane in history hits? You know what I mean? My dad used to work there when I was a little kid. And anyway,
he was like Homer Simpson.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Springfield. It's like that close to it. So, but it's a really cool sight to see. It's like a really huge plant, and it's like right on the water. So you can kind of, I mean, but it's real high up, you know, so it's not going to get hit by water, but it would get, you know, it could get blown over, you know. But it's a really cool sight to see if you go down and see it. And apparently today it shut down for like 6, 7, 8 hours. And most of Florida, all the parts of Florida that are on FPL, which is Florida Power and Light, like on that circuit, got shut down. And we're fortunately on Lakeland Electric, so we don't have to deal with that bullshit.
Yeah. It's been raining a lot, but that's about it.
But yeah, I was like, wow, man, I don't think Miami has had a blackout like that. I mean, I don't think that's ever happened when I lived there at all.
Except for with
well, with Andrew, definitely. Andrew. Yeah. But that was like a big deal. And this today was, I guess, something. I know it wasn't like I mean, there's no tornadoes there. It doesn't, you know, it's on the water. And the water never gets up that high. There's like no way. I mean, it's like towering, you know. But I don't know. I guess they had some kind of electrical fire or something. I don't know.
No, there was no fire. It was just. Oh, I don't know why it went out. I thought it was because of the storms. Something happened because of the storm
or something.
Oh God, I hope not.
Not like a, you know, not like an explosion. Just like a point where it shuts down because it gets too hot or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but crazy stuff. But Angry Goatee, Mr. Mike, was telling us, he's like, oh, are you guys okay, you know, in Florida, you know, your power?
Nard,
I was
like, asked too.
Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about? He's right. Like, oh, blah, blah, blah. So I checked on the phone, and yeah, so power's out in Florida.
So, not here, though, because we're recording, and we have air conditioning. Walt from We're Mean Because You're Stupid, he's like, heaven forbid your air conditioner goes out in the middle of February. Herb had to get up and turn the air conditioner up because it's a little cold in here.
Chile.
Oh.
Ow.
What else? What else we have? It's thundering outside now.
Oh, well, actually, you know, another quick thing about both phones. If you have an iPhone or you're thinking about getting one, there are lots of different things you can get for it and lots of easy ways to hack it to go on other carriers, which, you know, of course, they have to be SIM card. So it's pretty much Sprint or T-Mobile. I know.
Check this out. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you know, there's lots of games you can get for it. We have a friend who has, like, Nintendo on it and emulators. And the same with the Sidekick. People have emulators on those. And I just went today, and the Sidekick only comes with, like, 4 backgrounds standard, but you can download and make your own. I mean, I have, like, you know, 8 on there right now, and there's, like, Sonic and Mario and all these different bands and artists, and then all these really cool artsy-looking ones. And there's definitely lots of resources out there. So it's amazing how phones are becoming so much like a computer that you can customize it, actually, you know?
This is cool. On the iPhone, you can have up to 5 people on a conference call on the iPhone.
Orgy.
Hey.
Ryan, call us up.
Everybody check it out. There's a new Planet Unicorn out, too.
Oh, my God.
Check that out.
I hope everybody saw the pictures. And did I put that Charlie thing on there?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I hope everybody watched the stuff on the blog, because it's really, some of the pictures were really cool, and that Charlie thing I think is hilarious.
Ugh. No, ma'am.
He's all, what the hell is that? They're like, it's a Leopleurodon, Charlie. Magical Leopleurodon. Yeah. It's retarded. it's stupid as
well. I keep getting this wrong number. This lady keeps calling and saying, yeah, I'll just call and tell you we got a big load over here for you in Plant City. If you want to come pick it up, we got some work for you. I'm like
a truck driver?
Yeah, so I called her back and I was like, I think you have the wrong number. So she calls me every day now. For talking about I need to go pick up a big load.
Okay. I think yours is in the bedroom.
No, it's usually in your mouth.
We're done.
So I have been Twittering like fucking crazy with this phone. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. So we have a phone call.
We do.
Yeah, it's from Big Titty Lauren. Is that going to be her new name?
Or Hooters.
Well, or what?
Hooters.
Hooters. Haters. Okay, so here we go. Here's the phone call.
Hey, guys. This is Lauren, your one and only great listener. I just wanted to call and tell you that I don't sound shrill, like how Ricky predicted. And also, I wanted to let you know that I bought some new lube in practice, and I'm ready for Herb to give it to me good. Okay? All right. Bye.
That is so hot.
Wow. Dude, okay.
So Lauren's a new listener. Or I don't know if she's new. I don't know if she's been listening for a while. I can't remember, actually.
Dude, this phone
but she's
is
pretty.
Crazy. The AT&T.
We were talking about Lauren.
I'm
How
sorry.
Dare you hurt her
I'm
feelings?
I'm not interested in boobs.
But she's interested in your big old cock. She might want you to fuck them titties. I said that so much, didn't I?
Fuck them titties. Shit.
My daddy's got a baby gun.
No, we were Twittering back and forth, and she was talking about taking up the butt, and I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Tell her what she said. That was funny. Tell them what she said.
She said it on the voicemail.
No. She said it. No. She was like, but I can only take it up, you know, so many times.
Yeah, she was, because I forget what podcasters say what, but apparently there's this big argument with butt raping listeners.
They're like roadies, except invisible.
So I was responding, you keep talking while I look for it.
Oh my God, he's just looking for an excuse to touch his phone.
Yeah, my phone.
It's all about
That's
touching.
It.
Touching and touching and touching and touching and touching and touching and touching.
Oh, so she goes... What on Twitter? Watching American Idols and practicing for Herb with my giant dildo.
No, but she was like, what did she say? You were like, all right, well, we'll have sex. And she was like, we'll have sex, but I can only take it in the butt so many times.
Yeah, because she's talking about the other podcasters because they like fight over... they like fight over listeners and talking about butt raping them and
she's
stuff.
Like, I can only do it like 3 times a year.
Actually, it all started with the Little Fatty Cast.
Who was talking recently? Somebody was telling, was it Wagner? I don't know. Somebody was telling me about like ass raping, like, I don't even know. And it was like, okay, so if you're a girl and you have a boyfriend and you have a vagina, obviously, why would you have anal sex?
Because it's tighter than their vaginas.
But you already have a hole and it can be tight if you don't use it for a while, and it feels and it feels better for the girl and the guy. So why not?
Maybe it feels good for the girl when they get it up the boob shoot.
I don't know. I honestly don't think that it ever feels that great the first time. I'm not gonna say that. I mean, I, you know, it's hard to generalize. but
the first
I don't know,
piercing.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who likes the first. You know, it same with smoking.
I didn't.
Every time I talk to someone who smoked, except for Wagner, everyone, like my mom used to smoke years ago when she was younger, and everyone says that they didn't like the first time, and this first time they smoked pot, and the first time, whatever it is, it's like, wait, so why do you keep doing it?
The first time I had sex with you, I loved it.
And now it's like grumpy old men?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
I was going to talk about No Country for Old Men.
Guess who liked the movie?
Me.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, Ouch. No Country for Old Men was real good. I have to say, like I told everybody, go see it. It's a little slow. It's a little quiet. Do not watch it in a room full of thousands of people. Just watch it by yourself. Watch it with two other people. It's awesome. It is the bomb. You might have to have the end explained it to you. Explained to you.
Oh, you're talking some ghetto shit.
But after it comes out on DVD, I will say what the ending means to me because I don't want to have anybody calling me, oh, you spoiled it. And it's like, well, your bitch ass should have seen it. Motherfucker.
Yeah, bitch ass sluts.
The other movie that everybody I think should go see is Be Kind Rewind. I talked about it last time. We went to see it the other night. I had a lot of fun. I thought it was really good. I don't know. Ricky?
Be Kind Rewind?
Yeah.
It was funny. I thought that it was going to be stupid.
Yeah.
But it was all right. I got over it.
I mean, I wouldn't say like movie of the year or anything like that, but I would say...
Is the
say
black guy retarded?
Most deaf?
Yeah, no, he seems like retarded.
No, it's just his character. I think he just has like a slur thing. Plus, I don't know. I think it's just his character. Anyway.
Christian wants me to lick his snatch.
Oh my God. All right. So Be Kind Rewind was good. I would definitely say I liked it better than both The Science of Sleep and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. I mean, it's a different kind of movie than both of those, but same guy, Michel Gondry, he does both or all of them. And I liked it better. It was funny. It was witty. It was cool because they use real movie licenses and made fun of stuff that's already existing, you know. So it's like one of those things where comedians, you know, you listen to comedians and they talk about stuff that's happening in real life and how funny it is, and it's like a movie that does that because it's like, oh my God, that is funny, you know, like how shitty, you know, they like recreate all these movies and it's just funny how they do it all together and you know it's kind of a cool story and you know it's a little cheesy and a little unrealistic in places, but the main thing I think I like about it is that they don't use any special effects. There's no CGI. There's no sparks.
There isn't. Oh, no,
yeah,
there's CGI.
I mean, when?
The electricity.
Oh, yeah. But see, what's funny, though, is that electricity looked like it did, like in Back to the Future. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like old school, which I think is better. Like, if you ever watch, like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, I think when the gun fires, that looks way cooler than stuff nowadays. I mean, there's certain movies that I think need to be in modern times, like Jumper, like I was talking about last time. But I really like that old school, like Conan the Barbarian lightning strike looking electricity. I think it looks better. And Michel Gondry just has this cool way of doing like a lot of stop motion photography and just a lot of really cool camera tricks and effects that make things look like they're happening, but it's really just illusions instead of going on the computer and editing it a billion times. So I definitely enjoyed it. I laughed a lot. It was good.
You know what's crazy?
What's that?
Is ever since I started this podcast, we have over 187,000 downloads.
Okay.
I think that's awesome.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure there's other people that have more, but...
Of course, like B-Talk. And Bear Podcast, because Nard is an advertising whore.
I know.
We love you, Nard.
Nard's a whore.
Nard, what's his name for real? What's his name? What's his full name?
Like Nardstrom? Maynard.
Oh, that's right. I thought it was like Nardstrom. Well, I was like, well, he's
Hi,
gay.
Hi, my name's
so...
Nardstrom, and I'm from the Philippines.
I have to say how interesting I find it that Nard is the way that he is. It's just weird, man.
Nard's cute.
It's cool. Like, he's cute and he's funny and he's sincere about what he likes, but it's just like one of those things.
Ooh, I like the beers.
That, like, how did some short foreign guy from a different country happened to run a internet radio station about American big men. Like, how the fuck did that happen? You know what I mean? It's just like so out there. It's like you wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't think that somebody from some faraway island whose first language isn't English, if I'm correct, you know, came here and started doing this whole thing. And now he's, I mean, I know he doesn't.
That's
do
what
for,
the love of big boys does to you.
Well, I was going to say, well, only in America. But it, I mean, but it's true. It's true. The chub does go a long way. All the way through my pants.
Hot.
So yeah. Are we out, Ski? Oh, and Tales from the Wagon will be back soon, but Wagner has laryngitis, and she talks like... okay, geeky game video game reference. There's a game... Everybody seems to know the Wii game Rayman, Raving Rabbids, the little bunnies, you know, and the crazy. Yeah.
That is fun.
Okay, Rayman, like the guy with no arms. Yeah. He has one of these older... One of his older games. There's like this guy named Murphy in it, this little fly that like tells you what to do in the game. He's like a tutorial guy. And all the characters in the game kind of like mumble stuff, and then you read what they're saying, like Kenny from South Park. Right, so none of them actually talk. But Murphy whispers, and he's like, and I'll like say what he says, and that's exactly how Wagner sounds now. I'm like, dude, it's Murphy, totally. Like I had to turn the music down in the car because she was trying to tell me which way to go to the mall, and she's all, I just got left. I have to put my ear up to her, almost swerving my car into the fucking ditch, and it was crazy. So, Ricky, you could totally stop looking at your phone because I can see you out of the corner of my eye.
I'm sorry. People are twittering like a motherfucker, and I'm trying to respond. And I love to Twitter. People, Twitter me. Search me up. It's Foul Monkeys.
Yeah, he's on there. I'm not.
You should be. You have instant, like free instant messaging.
You mean text messaging?
Text messaging.
Yeah, but I don't care for it. All right, guys, we're out.
Sorry. Give us a call, 206-984-FOUL.
Yep.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Yep.
Other people... Oh, what's interesting is when we met Sarah and Michael. Sarah, Michael, Jason, and myself all had iPhones. Sarah, Michael, and myself all had bought our iPhones within a week apart from each other. It was awesome.
It's like a gay revolution.
Except for Michael has an awesome husband, and he bought him his.
Right.
I had to buy my own. Oh, my birthday is on March 5th. You guys should send me something in the mail.
March 5th, birthday.
Post Office Box, 725 Lakeland, Florida, 33802. I would really like something. It doesn't have to be expensive or cool. Just something
yeah,
in the box.
If you make it, it'd be cool.
Yeah, if you make it. And we want new intros to the show, so if you guys could maybe fix something up for us, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'll probably end up doing it. But if you'd like to, we could showcase some of your music. Wink, wink, wink. And, yeah, we'll get you out there and you'll be famous like Lily Allen.
And, Lauren, yes, I know I still have to come up with a poem for you, and I think I know what I'm going to do. So, well, I don't think I know. I know I'm going to say something about your boobies probably. So, anyway.
Bouncy, bouncy.
Oh, I wanted to say the one-year anniversary of Pod Is My Copilot is coming up. Go check them out at podismycopilot.com. Taylor Taffy and Rodan are hilarious. And also check out We're Mean Because You're Stupid, because Nessa is the bomb. And I'm Nessa and Fairy Princess Holly's bitch. Number one bitch. But I'm kind of like the Downsies bitch now. Because... I was talking to Nessa on Twitter, and I used the wrong "your," or I thought I did. And she goes, no, you didn't. And I said, I'm your Downsies listener. Okay, it's just funny to me. I guess you had to be there kind of thing. So, okay, I guess we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
Thank you for downloading episode 142. And
meet me in the
we
bedroom.
I am, after I take a shower.
I'm a flirt.
We're going to play a song by Winsome Griffles again. Thank you for sending us your CD. And we're going to play Gay Cruise. So check them out on cdbaby.com. And you can also check out a video on YouTube. Just type in Winsome Griffles and you will find it. So have a great week and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
I'm sick.
That's hot.
to see. It's not the kind of trip that appeals to me. Now I'm stuck on the ocean for the next 10 days with a boatload full of mainstream gays. I wanna go ashore. Bags are packed to go. I can't take no more. Get me off of this. Plenty of cruise ship booze. He spends each day working on his tan. Each night has sex with a different man. I wanna go ashore. Bags are packed to go. I can't take no more. Get me off of this. To go instead.